Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Hile. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovic. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile takes first base on ball four. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Hile moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money bunts towards the mound. Baumgarten catches it and throws to second to double up Hile. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison bunts towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Baumgarten covering, for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Almon moves to second. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Almon moves to third. Squires moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almon scores. Squires scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner catches it and throws to second with Yount covering, to double up Fisk. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-0 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almone takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Almone moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almone moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lozinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lozinski moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lozinski scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Don Money batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almone takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almone. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Almone steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almone moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almone scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing second base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Lurch now pitching. Ned Yost now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lozinski strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hile hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Koontz. Hile reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hickey, and towards Bernazard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.